Okay, so I'm standing in Pleasance Courtyard with Tim Linsky and Matt Rutter of The Art of Falling Apart, which is a kind of frenetic, chaotic bit of theatre, unlike anything else I think you're going to see this Fringe. I had the great privilege of seeing it yesterday when a nice person gave me a free ticket, so I managed to sneak in without announcing my presence, which I don't know if it had any effect. I think that it's a show that really has to be seen to be believed. It is amazing that two guys, not only that they can actually keep this up for an hour and 20 minutes, but they can then sit through what is presumably the longest introduction to an interview thus far in the Fringe. So I tell you what, guys, why don't I just say question mark and you can answer whatever question you like.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, it's great up here. we're enjoying being in the Pleasance, in Pleasance 2, which is just a lovely, I think it's one of the nicest spaces in Edinburgh, certainly for theatre stuff.
Certainly ideal for our show anyway, because yeah. It's a really nice, impactful piece in the nice space.
Yeah, and you can get people, because it's a really huge comic piece of theatre, but with a real sort of touch. There's some elements of feel good touchiness in it, which hopefully that space enables us to do, which is great. Yeah, and it's just nice to be back up here again. Really, it's good.
How did the production come about? Who initiated it?
Well, there's three of us as a company, and we're called Big Wow Theatre, and this is our most recent show, and it's probably the one we're proudest of, and yeah. I suppose it's us maturing as a company in many ways, because I think with other shows we've had in Edinburgh, we had that tricky crossing of not when either comedy or theatre.
Yeah,
is it, you know, people aren't sure which is which, and this is definitely our most theatrical, our most theatrical show.
And I think the show comes about, but it's the three of us who've worked together for about 8 years now, and us and Bob Farker, who's a writer-director. So we kind of improvise and devise the work, but then Bob has that writer's head of being able to script and structure, so it kind of hopefully gives us quite a chaotic piece, but at the same time being really tightly,
it's truly collaborative piece as well, because every day we rehearse and try and add something different or change something. We refine it every day, and we're really proud of it.
So we do two hours a day beforehand of sharpening, of adding, of taking away, of twisting. So yeah, and it's a piece that we really pleased with.
What do you think it's going to look like after this run? I mean, you know, the great benefit of being in Edinburgh is that you're workshopping it in front of an audience every day.
Well, it's just tight. It's just that that absolute having to do it day after day after day after day with an audience, and feeling those different audiences, feeling how it tightens. And I think we'll take bits away that don't work. We'll shift bits. We'll add new bits. Take out gags that don't work. Put new gags in. And then hopefully, certainly by sort of a week in, we always feel suddenly the emotionality of the piece really starts to get old.
I think it's something that more than our other shows that we've done has got more of a universal appeal. We've other shows that have been a bit more niche, and perhaps we've done well with, but perhaps has only appealed to a certain cross section of audience.
Whereas
this, not that we're having midlife crisis or anything.
We had a midlife crisis and did a play about a midlife crisis. Obvious.
And but you know, we're two actors, two chairs, very minimal costumes. We could do it anywhere. We like to think that we could take it anywhere and it would have that effect. Sort of appeal everywhere. We hope. Yeah. I mean,
And that, for me, that was the thing that really shocked me. You know, coming out of this, you know, really enthusiastic piece, this kind of bouncing off the walls kind of piece, and then realizing, you know, there's only two chairs there. How have they done all this? I mean, you know, these guys are playing, you know, multiple parts. You know, there's a party scene, and you know, on one side, you know, when they're formed one way, they're two characters, and when they're formed another way, they're an entirely different set of characters. And I think the most impressive thing is how you managed to do both a Mancunian and a Liverpudlian accent in the same phrase. Most people have to go away and really think about it. So I guess the real test is, can you do Welsh and Pakistani?
No.
Well, no, not here. not on tap. a few beers later, maybe, accidentally.
Brilliant.
So, I mean, the project itself is part of the collaboration, but this isn't your first Fringe. So what other things have you guys been involved in?
We've been up twice. The sort of big hit of a show that we had was Insomnibabble about sort of six years ago, which
2006,
was 2006. God, it's even longer, isn't it?
Yeah,
2006. So, which was, about a bloke who couldn't sleep, and that was sort of our first real big show as
a
company.
It was a quiet hit, really.
Yeah,
really,
and then... and then we did a thing called Dark Grumblings about Japanese horror, which was extremely niche. don't bring a show about Japanese horror to the festival.
Mark against the three.
And then the friendship experiment we did at the Underbelly about 4 years ago, and then we've had a bit of time out whilst I've had a little boy, so that knocked it on the head for a couple of years. But
he's extremely bonny. I met him earlier.
Yeah, he's up now, so he's sort of two now, so that's quite good that he can come up.
What does he make of what his daddy does?
Oh, he's no idea. I think he just thinks I'm an idiot. Mummy's good, daddy bad. That's essentially it.
Oh, okay. Well, that saves a lot of family therapy. All right, now listen, guys. We like to finish off these interviews by asking if there is a show that your audience should go and see after they've seen your show, what it should be.
Well, funny you should say that. Our director and writer, Bob Farquhar, has got another show up here, which is an outstanding one-man show.
Called Live Forever.
It's about Princess Diana and one Britpop leftovers response to it, played by a great actor called Francis Tucker. So thoroughly recommend you go and see that one.
And beyond people we know, I'd say, for me, Ridiculousness. The schizophrenia show that they're doing. We're huge fans of theirs, and sort of that's... We saw Yes, Yes, Yes when they did it in Edinburgh probably 15 years ago, and that was the thing for me that made me want to make theatre, sort of seeing Ridiculousness. So, yeah, we'll definitely catch that at some point.
Guys, thank you very much for talking to Fringe Review, and if you want to finish it with a plug for time, place and show.
Yes, so it is The Art of Falling Apart by Big Wow Theatre at 12:20 in the afternoon at Pleasance 2.
Good work.